and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners, John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Fall is here and another season of mowing is almost complete. Between regular use and potential damage from unseen branches or rocks, mowers endure a great deal of stress. Let Prairie Land Partners John Deere certified technicians inspect and service your mower or handheld equipment. Neglecting service at the end of the season could potentially shorten your mower's lifespan and lead to expensive repairs. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your equipment service today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday, the 24th of October, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Gary Post, and to talk about the upcoming deadline and submission requirements for the VFW's Voice of Democracy and Patriots Pen essay contests. Gary, good morning. How are you?
I'm just doing fantastic, sir. How are you, gentlemen?
We are doing all right here today. So how close are we here to deadlines, submission deadlines here for these two essay contests?
Getting very close. Very close indeed. October 31st, midnight, is the deadline for the Voice of Democracy. And the people who are eligible for that would be anyone in the 9th through 12th grades. And this is an essay contest started by the Association of Broadcasters back in 1947. And the VFW took over and started running it several years later and have run it ever since. And this is $2 million in scholarships for the Voice of Democracy. Now, who could enter? It's, like I said, any student. If you're homeschooled or if you're a parochial school student or public school student, you're eligible to enter this essay contest. You record your original 3 to 5 minute, and there's a plus or minus 5 second max audio essay on a flash drive and or other electronic means and get it to us. We do judging here, and then we send it on to the district, and the district sends it on to the VFW district, sends it on to the VFW state. So you would be competing against all other entries from the state of Kansas. Last year, Sandra Adams from Beverly, Kansas won $1,000. She was the state winner. A kid up in Nebraska was fifth place in the national last year, and he won $5,000. Main prize is a $30,000 scholarship for this, so it's kind of a big deal.
It is. You mentioned where do these submissions have to be turned in to, Gary, and do they have to submit just the audio, or do they need a written copy sent in too?
They need a written copy sent in, too. The audio must not identify them in any way, but there's an application that's available online through the VFW for Voice of Democracy as well as Patriots Pen. This year is Why is the Veteran Important for the Voice of Democracy? And there's 3 sets of judging criteria that we use. Number one is 30 points for originality, and that's the treatment of the theme should show imagination and human interest. Another 35 points for content, and that's can they express their ideas in an organized manner. And finally, delivery, and that's 35 points. Are they speaking in a clear, credible manner? And you can't use song or anything to augment your video. It's just basically your voice.
So no extra background music, no extra backgrounds. It's just basically you relaying your essay, and that's that for that.
No, it's just you against thousands of other kids. Can you present your idea? on why the veteran's important. And I'm just so super about this. I can't wait. And this is something I'm pretty sure we're going to do every year. The Patriots Pen is eligible for basically junior high kids. And its theme is My Pledge to Veterans. And, you know, this is the home of Veterans Day. And we just wanted some way to channel some of our kids into this national contest. And I've talked to the folks at 1980, at VFW Post 1980, and they're also promoting this. So for every 14 entries or every 15 entries we get, we can pick a winner out of that 15 or part of and send on to district. So we could literally have multiple winners going on to district. So the VFW Vernon H. Buck Post is part of Emporia Community Foundation's Match Day. And so this just gives us another way to utilize some of those funds coming in from Match Day. So it's just a win-win all the way around.
So, again, where can applications be found, Gary?
Like, the applications can be found at VFW, Voice of Democracy. And you'll be able to go in and find out what the application is, what it consists of, and the rules and things. And then you get it to us at the local VFW. And that address is Post Office Box. Good gosh. I'm mixing it up with Lions Club.
Hey, that's all right. It's a Monday morning.
No problem, Gary.
Yeah, but oh boy. Yeah.
That's okay. So is the...
Call me.
Call Gary. Right. Is the deadline the same for the Voice of Democracy and Patriots Pen, Gary?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now, we're also doing a small, just local, for kids in 3 to 5, and that has nothing to do with the national contest, and that's an essay contest that basically follows the same rules for the junior high kids, and so we're going to try that and see, and just get kids used to doing this and stuff, and by the time we get to junior high and high school, they're well-versed in the VFW, and we're going to start this a little earlier next year. I'm going to actually make myself available and others to go out to classrooms and actually visit with kids in the spring about next year's contest. And then we'll start in the fall promoting it quicker and sooner and that sort of thing. So anyway, it's kind of brand new for us and promoting it this actively anyway.
Well, it sounds like a great process here and a worthy contest effort here for kids. So we'll definitely keep the word out, and we really appreciate you joining us here today, Gary. Anything else that you wanted to bring up before we wrap it up?
We will want to get a hold of people who would like to be judges. So if they can do that, they can contact us. We also have a Facebook page, and they can message us through Facebook page. And I'll put the, as soon as I scare up in my memory here, the Post Office Box, I'll put that on our Facebook page too.
Well, being we're dealing with audio here, Gary, we certainly would, once the process is finished, like to go through these and maybe air some of the entries that have been sent in. It'd be interesting to hear those and share those.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why we wanted to do this. We wanted to promote these things. I've been a judge for the Chamber of Commerce essay contest for a number of years, and I've thought there's ought to be neater ways to promote that. So, and they've changed theirs up a little bit this year because we're promoting this one. So I think we've got some really great possibilities for students to express their love and admiration of veterans.
All right. So indeed, great cause. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, gentlemen. I really appreciate this.
All right. Good to talk to you. As always, Gary Post talking about the submission deadline coming up Halloween for the VFW's Voice of Democracy and Patriots Pen Essay Contest. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segments, you have to wait till next week. We are full this week, and we already have a couple slotted for next week. So Halloween's our first available date, plus the 3rd and the 4th. Call us if you want one of those three at 620-342-1400, or email us, kvue@kvue.com. We got our latest Freedom Fest update and preview coming up tomorrow, 720 here on KVUE.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia, up on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 7:33, cooling a bit now, 69 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
I'm State Representative Mark Schreiber, reminding you that early in-person voting continues now.